Text Chapter 7, Section 3, The Laws of Mind. To heal, then, is to correct perception in your brother and yourself by sharing the Holy Spirit with him. This places you both within the kingdom and restores its wholeness in your minds. This parallels creation because it unifies by increasing and integrates by extending. What you project, you believe. This is an immutable law of the mind in this world as well as in the kingdom. However, the content is different in this world because the thoughts it governs are very different from the thoughts in the kingdom. Laws must be adapted to circumstances if they are to maintain order. The outstanding characteristic of the laws of mind as they operate in this world is that by obeying them, and I assure you that you must obey them, you can arrive at diametrically opposed results. This is because the laws have adapted to the circumstances of this world, in which diametrically opposed outcomes are believed in. The laws of mind govern thoughts, and you do respond to two conflicting voices. You have heard many arguments on behalf of, quote-unquote, the freedoms, which would indeed have been freedom if man had not chosen to fight for them. That is why they perceive the freedoms as many instead of as one. Yet the argument that underlies the defense of freedom is perfectly valid, because it is true it should not be fought for, but it should be sided with. Those who are against freedom believe that its outcome will hurt them, which cannot be true. But those who are for freedom, even if they are misguided in how they defend it, are siding with the one thing in this world which is true. Whenever anyone can listen fairly to both sides of any issue, he will make the right decision. This is because he has the answer. Conflict can seem to be interpersonal, but it must be intrapersonal first. The term intrapersonal is an ego term, because personal implies of one person and not of others. Interpersonal has a similar error in that it refers to something that exists among different or separate people. When we spoke before of the extremely personal nature of revelation, we followed this statement immediately with a description of the inevitable outcomes of the revelation in terms of sharing. A person conceives of himself as separate largely because he perceives of himself as bounded by a body. Only if he perceives himself as a mind can he overcome this. Then he is free to use terms like intramental and intermental without seeing them as different and conflicting, because minds can be in perfect accord. Outside the kingdom, the law which prevails inside it is adapted to, quote-unquote, what you project, you believe. This is its teaching form, since outside the kingdom teaching is mandatory, because learning is essential. This form of the law clearly implies that you will learn what you are from what you have projected onto others, and therefore believe they are. In the kingdom, there is no teaching or learning, because there is no belief. There is only certainty. God and His sons, in the surety of being, know that what you project, you are. That form of the law is not adapted at all, being the law of creation. God Himself created the law by creating by it. And His sons, who create like Him, follow it gladly, knowing that the increase of the kingdom depends on it, just as their own creation did. Laws must be communicated if they are to be helpful. In effect, they must be translated for those who speak a different language. Nevertheless, a good translator, although he must alter the form of what he translates, never changes the meaning. In fact, his whole purpose is to change the form so that the original meaning is retained. The Holy Spirit is the translator of the laws of God to those who do not understand them. You could not do this yourselves, because conflicted minds cannot be faithful to one meaning and will therefore change the meaning to preserve the form. The Holy Spirit's purpose in translating is naturally exactly the opposite. He translates only to preserve the original meaning in all respects and in all languages. Therefore, he opposes differences in form as meaningful, emphasizing always that these differences do not matter. The meaning of his message is always the same, and only the meaning matters. God's law of creation in perfect form does not involve the use of truth to convince His sons of truth. The extension of truth, which is the law of the kingdom, rests only on the knowledge of what truth is. This is your inheritance and requires no learning at all, but when you disinherited yourselves, you became learners. No one questions the intimate connection of learning and memory. Learning is impossible without memory, since it cannot be consistent unless it is remembered. That is why the Holy Spirit is a lesson in remembering. We said before that He teaches remembering and forgetting, but the forgetting aspect is only to make the remembering consistent. You forget in order to remember better. You will not understand His translations while you listen to two ways of perceiving them. Therefore, you must forget or relinquish one to understand the other. This is the only way you can learn consistency, so that you can finally be consistent. What can the perfect consistency of the kingdom mean to the confused? It is apparent that confusion interferes with meaning, and therefore prevents the learner from appreciating it. There is no confusion in the kingdom, because there is only one meaning. This meaning comes from God, and is God. Because it is also you, you share it, and extend it as your Creator did. This needs no translation, because it is perfectly understood. But it does need extension, because it means extension. Communication is perfectly direct and perfectly united. It is totally without strain, because nothing discordant ever enters. That is why it is the kingdom of God. It belongs to Him and is therefore like Him. That is its reality, and nothing can assail it.